life began again. Just when I'd spent the last piaster I could borrow. All night long, we would sing that stupid song. And every word we sang I knew was true. Are you with me, Dr. Wu? Are you really just a shadow?
Chico Creates Podcast, Season 2. I'm your host, Kira Barsotti, and with me today is Peter Burko. Peter is a producer, recording artist, and journalist who has been supporting the vibrant live music scene here in Chico for the past 50 years. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. It's an honor.
Yeah, no, I'm thrilled to have you. So tell us a little bit about yourself beyond the bio. You've got 75 years of stories and experience. And
where do I start? I'll start with every morning when I wake up, I go and find out what my wife is up to. And she takes a break and we sit down and play music together.
Love it.
At 75 years old, that's a real, it's a pleasure to have somebody in the family who's also a musician.
Yeah.
And I also happen to be deeply in love. So that really helps.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's so fun. How long have you lived in Chico?
It will be exactly 50 years in August.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow, what brought you here?
Oh, boy, that's a story. Where do I start?
Yeah.
I wanted to learn about the recording industry, so I moved to Los Angeles, and I got the most commercial job I could possibly get, working for David Cassidy and the Partridge Family. Mm-hmm. And I had been working with a lot of other musicians who went on to, you know, be pretty famous. Michael McDonald from the Doobie Brothers. He's a big star again because of Yacht Rock. And a guy named Dan Fogelberg. I don't know if your generation knows of him, but they both had platinum records. And the record label was trying to get David Cassidy to break into the FM radio market.
Yeah.
So they printed up a 45 record with no label on it, and they gave me this big bag of marijuana and stuck it in the trunk of a rental car, and they sent me north. And they said, go to every FM radio station that you can find and roll up a big fat one and get the DJs stoned and then see if they can guess who this artist is. Okay. Am I allowed to say that? I guess it's legal now.
It's legal. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't legal back then. So I came to Northern California and I saw these beautiful little towns and, may I do a little show and tell here?
Oh, sure.
When I finished that trip, I went back to Illinois where I had grown up and where my roots were. I went to my apartment there and I had this, this is a picture of me from my album.
I love it.
This is one of my vinyl albums. By the way, if you want, I can bring in the wax cylinder ones or the there's a map up on the wall there, and I had circled every college town in Northern California. I decided
awesome.
I want to live in a college town when my first album drops.
And
Chico was the first one I came to, and I fell in love with Chico the moment that I saw One Mile. And it was just like, why go anywhere else? And within a week I ended up on stage at the Women's Club.
Wow.
And found somebody there. They wanted me to sit in with them, and I've been playing music here ever since.
So that's amazing.
That's the short version of the story. When I never made it to Arcata, I never made it to San Luis Obispo.
You came here and stopped.
Fell in love with Chico. It has such a vibrant arts community here.
Yes.
And I was just folded into the arts community immediately. People were so loving and accepting here, and for 50 years, it's been that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you noticed, it sounds like it's much the same as it was as far as
You know, people complain about lack of venues and things were so good in the good old days. I don't believe any of that. Yeah. I think there's so many good venues to play, so many great new musicians. I've been playing with some of the younger musicians in town here, and they're so accepting of me, even though, you know, I'm some old codger. But yeah, it's still very vibrant. I mean, things like your show here, acknowledging the arts. I've listened to many of your podcasts already, people that I know, Michael Bone, Dave Elke, Webby, Webster Moore, an amazing musician and now a good friend.
Yeah.
And then some people I've never heard of because of your show, you know, Dragon Boy, he's really interesting. You know, I've been aware of him. I think he plays drums with Mike Wolfchuk's group.
I know he plays drums.
This is great. Acknowledging the arts, supporting the arts, this space here.
This is the first recording in the Maker Radio space.
Well, Maker Radio alone is a story here.
Oh, right? I know.
Just the fact that you can listen to it driving around in your car.
Yeah.
Downtown. How creative is that?
Yeah.
No, I love it. You know, Chico's still really a wonderful arts community.
Yeah. It absolutely is. Yeah. And so it sounds like that's what kept you here, ultimately.
Absolutely. You know, I put a band together within the first year that I was here, and we used to play. Here's another show and tell thing here. There's so many stories behind this piece of vinyl. Check this out.
Oh, wow.
If you see in the bottom corner there's a nightclub called Cabo's, which is now the Winchester Goose.
Oh, nice.
And I recorded my album, my first live album, in that particular building.
Uh-huh.
You know, that artwork was drawn by Sylvia Massey, who went on to be like a world-famous producer. She's put together albums by Tool.
Oh, wow.
Prince, Tom Petty, Johnny Cash, System of a Down. She won a Grammy last year with Jason Isbell, and she's also an excellent artist.
Yeah.
This was a record that I produced. There's a different track by a different artist on every track.
Oh, cool.
And
uh-huh.
Local radio station.
Yeah, that's awesome.
KFM supported that.
Yeah, and, cool.
So
KFM. That rings a bell. From my mother-in-law named a cat after KFM.
Oh, funny. I love it. So, yeah, I've been doing things like that ever since, you know, and all the loving musicians that are in this town supporting each other.
Yeah.
There is a really good band in Chico, Spark and Cinder.
Uh-huh.
They've been around since then. I think they're coming up on their 50th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
And they're still
going.
And they're still going.
Yeah.
I love those guys.
Yeah.
Wonderful stuff.
Yeah. No, that's, yeah, that, I mean, that, you know, we're here to toot Chico's horn. That's what's so special about Chico is people come here and they continue to thrive, you know.
They do.
Yeah.
And then there's every year there's a new generation of musicians that come through and people that you just go, oh my God, look at how talented they are.
Yeah.
Webster Moore.
Yeah.
You've had him on your show. Mm-hmm. And Lorna. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, the music that they're putting out, their original songs.
Yeah.
Their chops. Webster's an amazing keyboard player.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many young bands. I try to keep going out, you know, even though, you know, it's probably much easier for somebody my age to stay home on the couch.
Uh-huh.
But I got to get out and keep hearing new music.
Oh, yeah.
It keeps me alive.
Well, and, you know, just from even a year ago when we were just starting this podcast, it'll be almost 2 years, actually, in July. But things were just getting going again post-pandemic as far as live music. And now it feels like it's just full-blown, you know, you can expect all the venues to be full. It's really nice.
One of the reasons that I circled college towns is I grew up in Champaign-Urbana, which is the University of Illinois. And every college town has a feeder system. So there's a new generation of musicians that are coming in, getting to know each other in the dorms, putting a band together. A classic story, you know, going all the way back to the Mother Hips band. They're really famous now. And they met each other in the dorms.
Right.
Bog. I don't know if you remember that group of musicians. Michael Bone was in that group.
Right.
And they did some amazing things. They all met in the dorms.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a bunch of kids in the dorms, I could guarantee, right now, who are getting their instruments together and, you know, going down to the lounge and working out their first songs. And they'll be down at the Naked Lounge next week.
That's right.
Playing some music, you know, amazing music. And we need to get out there and support them.
Yeah, absolutely we do. Yeah. Do you have a favorite local spot to just hang out, or do you have a favorite venue in town?
I love the Women's Club just because, you know, I've played there so many times, and we're going to be playing there again in April with our new group. I really like Mulberry Station because it's family friendly. Somebody like you with a child can go in there, hear some live music, right? Mm-hmm. And eat pizza, and he makes great beer. Roland's a wonderful brewmeister.
Yeah.
I'm really starting to get interested in the Winchester Goose.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
You know, maybe because for me it's hallowed ground.
Right.
Because I played there so many times in the 70s with my band. But they've put some work into that place. The bar top is a split black walnut tree covered with urethane. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And I really like Marin, who's kind of organizing the music there. And, we're going to be playing there, my wife and I, first Sunday of every month. We're going to be just doing a duet, playing the jazz brunch there.
Awesome. And, starting in March or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. And it's just so fun for me to be back on that stage after 50 years, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where I started, you know.
Yeah.
At least with my Chico music.
Yeah, for sure. Very cool. Yeah. So how did you get started making music?
I was at the university.
Very, very beginning.
I was at the University of Illinois, and I was a pre-med major, and Vietnam happened, and I decided I did not want to go to war, kill people that I didn't know, and so I applied for a conscientious objectorship, I got it, and I ended up doing 4 years of alternative service instead of going into the Army at this Unitarian church, which the first thing I did is I sold all the pews, and they turned it into a nightclub. And I started playing there. And I mentioned Dan Fogelberg. He came in there, and we met each other and started playing together as a duet. And my original music was kind of folky, and it evolved into more of a jazz thing. But I just didn't want to be a pre-med major anymore. So I finished my first degree. Was literally, I went to a recording studio and recorded an album. And turned it in as my undergraduate thesis.
Wow.
I called the album Thesis.
Nice.
And it was kind of funny because they gave me financial aid and everything, and I disappeared for a year.
Right.
They're like, to make, where'd Burko go? We want our money back. And I showed up with the finished album.
Yeah.
And when that album dropped, I didn't want to be stuck in Illinois.
Uh-huh.
So that's why, you know, cutting the story way short. You only have a half hour.
Yeah.
I ended up in Chico because I wanted to be in California when the album dropped.
So
when that album came out, I was here.
Yeah. All right. Very cool. And, you know, you mentioned you started off with kind of a folk sound and moved into jazz. How has your sound kind of developed and changed over the years? Were there any, like, tipping points?
There was. Yeah. I had my first album out. I went down to the Chico State Jazz Band, and I watched them rehearsing. And I went to every member of the band, and I said, I need a rhythm section. I gave it to the drummer, and I gave a copy of my album to the bass player and to the sax player and the guitar player. I said, if you guys would like to play with me and be interested in putting a band together. And I got a call from the drummer. He said, we're having a rehearsal. Why don't you come on over and jam with us?
Yeah.
So I walk in, and they go, all right, Liquid Swag. 1, 2, 3, 4. They launch right into my song, Liquid Smog, and they had already been rehearsing ready to go. And I'm like, I guess I have a band.
Yeah.
Was that's that
awesome.
Fast.
Yeah.
And they were very jazz oriented. Uh-huh. So I started leaning in that direction. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I'm into right now. It's mostly jazz. Mm-hmm. So
have you, you know, explored other styles or things throughout the years?
I've played every genre you can imagine.
Yeah.
Country and bluegrass and classical and, you know, Tuvian throat singing if I could.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I love music, and I'm always into experimenting. And, you know, I've worked as a producer with many other artists too.
Right.
So every time I work with somebody who's really good, they inspire me and I try something new.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just organizing sounds that you find and putting them together in some sort of interesting pattern. It fascinates me.
Yeah. Yeah. And it always opens up things that you never considered before, you know, like something that I've really enjoyed is throughout this project is getting to hear the thought processes and different ways people approach things, and that totally opens up new ways for me to express myself creatively.
Well, you're a visual artist, right? And there's a big connection between recording a record and being a visual artist. You mm-hmm. start off with a blank canvas,
right?
And then you start splashing colors or sounds on it, and you see what you come up with. And sometimes you have a plan and you're going to paint an apple, mm-hmm. and other times it's like it's totally abstract.
Yeah.
And I just got to flow with it.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about, I love recording. In fact, right after this podcast, I'm going to the recording studio.
Oh, exciting.
My wife is going to meet me there. We're going to do some overdubs. Webby's coming down. He's going to do some. I'm really excited about this new project we're working on. It's a 6-piece band. We have Webster Moore and Trisha, my wife, both on keyboards.
Awesome.
We have Joe Craven, who's like an internationally famous violin and mandolin player, sitting in with us. Chris Wenger on guitar. He's a whole podcast on his own. Mike Wolfchuk on drums. You should definitely talk to him on one of your shows. Mike's a story. Wonderful man. He has this full 10-piece drum group called Wolf Thumb.
Uh-huh.
It's all drums.
Oh, wow.
And when
That's awesome.
Play, you can't sit down. It's all about dancing.
And,
I just admire all of those players. So, again, I'm just very, very lucky to be playing with musicians who are way better than I am. You know, the best piece of advice I ever got was, when you put a band together, make sure that everybody else in the band is a better player than you are.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the only way you get better.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that is a great piece of advice for sure. Do you have a favorite song that you've written with that group?
With that group?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because my role in that group is more of an arranger.
Okay.
And so we're doing all sorts of stuff, Chick Corea songs and Thelonious Monk tunes and a Steely Dan tune randomly. And what I'm doing is trying to arrange them in a way like nobody else has ever played them.
Right.
So I'm not writing original material yet. I've written and recorded so many songs, I don't even know how to pick a favorite.
Just what floats to your mind first?
There's a song called Ruby's Ranchito.
All right.
Which is about a Mexican restaurant that there's a line at breakfast and beer, it sure starts the day. And they used to open up at 6 a.m. and all the musicians who would play the nightclubs around town would be up still.
Yeah.
And we'd all get together and kind of hobnob and talk about, where did you play last night?
Yeah.
And, you know, be drinking a beer and eating huevos rancheros.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a line in the song, the flies dine in comfort, the plants are watered from holes in the ceiling right over your head. And the cook was barely awake. He shouldn't have finished the keg. And people are always requesting me to do that song.
Uh-huh.
And it paints a portrait of Chico culture, I think.
You
know, the cuisine was actually marvelous, even though the building was falling down.
Yes, that's usually how it goes, right?
It really is. It really is. So I guess that's one I would.
Yeah.
A favorite.
Yeah, love that. You mentioned that you play music with your wife almost first thing in the morning every day. Do you have any rituals or routines when it comes to?
We do.
Uh-huh.
We, you know, like, well, my process is I'm a full-time teacher still.
Right.
Online. And I read 400 essays a semester. And what I'll do is I'll read an essay and I'll play my bass. And I'll read an essay and I'll play my bass. And if I add it all up all day long, you know, it's not like I'm practicing 5 straight hours.
Right.
But I get a lot of playing in
that.
So it is kind of like a carrot and stick thing.
Totally.
You know, it rewards me. But we also have a ritual where we just try to play music and learn new songs every day. And so Trisha's always pushing me, hey, let's play this song. Let's play that one. Or I'll be listening to something on Spotify and I'll go, oh, listen to this artist. I'd love to do this song. And so it's a very creative process. We just play music together every day.
Yeah. How awesome to live with your collaborator.
it really is. You know, I like being married a lot.
Uh-huh.
So much I've been married 3 times. But I'm still really good friends with my first wife.
Good.
We had a child together. Mm-hmm. And second one passed away But I got it right the third time. So it takes a few trying, you learn from your mistakes.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, for sure. So what is the best part about being a musician in Chico?
All the other great players.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, it's just, I'm so excited to see the old timers like Spark and Cinder and the new musicians like Webster Moore and Chris Wenger, Lorna coming through and playing like just amazing stuff. I love Smokey the Groove. All of the, Smokey the Groove, I think of them as youngsters. They're just celebrating their 10th anniversary gig coming up here. So,
yeah.
It's just, there's so much great music in this town. There really is.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I stayed. It's a community. It really is. When I think of the group that we have right now, I think of it as a community of friends more than a band. We only get together and play live 4 or 5 times a year.
Yeah.
And maybe spend more time in the recording studio than we do it on stage.
Right.
But that community of friendship is worth every bit of it. Webster, come over for dinner. I'll go out and play basketball with Chris. I'll go and hang with Mike and his kids. And they all inspire me to keep growing and to stay young.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The option is to go live in a nursing home and just kind of shrivel up and die, and I don't want to do that. So just want to keep playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep
That is like the main thing I have gotten from this conversation is just continual curiosity.
Being a lifelong learner.
Yes. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it keeps you young.
Yeah, yeah, it does. And the creative process, I mean, if you can learn to live your life artfully.
Yeah.
So you don't just get up and work a job and come home and binge view and scroll and go to sleep and get up and repeat the whole cycle. Mm-hmm. I mean, just that's what this place is all about. I can tell, I can feel it in the air.
Yeah.
This is a creator's paradise.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are here to support somebody who's got a vision and they want to keep following it.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a really unique thing to be an artist and to be able to pull something out of nothing, you know, and make a sound, make a mark. It's really a special thing that we all have access to.
And everybody can do it.
Yeah.
I mentioned Joe Craven. Joe and I are writing a book together. I'm really excited about it. It's called A First Aid Guide for the Aesthetically Wounded. And the premise of the book is that everybody can create visually, musically. It doesn't matter. And many of us have been stuffed down. Somebody has said, you can't sing. Sit in the back and pretend to sing. Just flap your lips, but you're out of tune, so don't sing.
Yeah.
How crushing that can be to a young child.
Yeah.
Or marking up an English paper with red marks and saying, you can't write. And that person feels they can't write for the rest of their life. This place gives people permission to be an artist, to be a musician, to explore, to make mistakes. You learn from making mistakes. Webster and I are working on a song together, and one of the lines is that they say a man's an expert if he's made 10,000 mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, I've got 9,999 more chances.
Yeah.
To make the mistakes, to get out there and play something that didn't quite work, do it again.
Yeah.
Do a painting. Not my best painting, but that's okay. There's plenty of blank canvases to get started on, right?
Yeah. Well, you have to get through the garbage to get to the good stuff, too.
Speak more.
Yeah.
You're an artist.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Like, if you have bad painting days, you can't quit after one bad painting day. Like, it helps to think of it all as a continual process and like, okay, this piece of garbage that I don't ever want to show anyone, like, had to happen in order for me to get to the next thing. You got to get through the garbage.
You know what's funny? Is you get that piece of garbage, you set it aside, you come back, look at it 5 years later.
Yeah, and you're like, that wasn't so bad. It's inevitable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure. Is there anything else that you wanted to share or talk about? Let's see. We've talked about you're working on recording with the Beatkeepers.
The Beatkeepers. Yep. Such a fun project. Yep. Our little community of friends. Mm-hmm. We're going to be playing in April again at the Women's Club. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have the full Wolf Thump band with us.
Awesome.
And the last time we did that, it was so much fun. I love that building.
Yeah.
So we started off, we played the first set, and our last song, the full 10-piece Wolf Thump band joined us.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Everybody just jumped up and started dancing.
Yes.
You know, it was 16 people making music. It was not rehearsed.
Yeah.
It was so good we decided to do it again. And they pushed all the chairs aside and people mm-hmm. danced nonstop.
Amazing.
For an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a blend of music and dance and community and people realizing I can move my body and have mm-hmm. some fun and not be afraid to express myself, that
yeah.
joy.
Yeah.
That I just want to do it again. It was so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds awesome. So that's April 18th.
Yes, it is.
Awesome.
Yes,
great.
Is.
And where can you get tickets for that?
You know what? KZFR is going to sponsor it for
awesome.
Us.
Awesome. Oh, great.
And there'll be a lot of stuff on the air about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
And
okay, cool.
I know it'll be Pullins and Music mm-hmm. Connection, and you can buy tickets at the door, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll sell out in advance.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'll be some sort of Eventbrite thing put together.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Well, awesome. That's exciting. And then we mentioned jazz brunches at the Goose.
Yes, the first Sunday at the Goose.
Yes, yep.
We played one and it was such a success. I was stunned, really. Actually,
yeah.
Trisha and I were a little bit wary of it because we've been playing with this big 6-piece band. It's like, can we pull it off?
Right,
as
right.
A duet?
Just the two of us, yeah.
She's such a good player. It's like, I want to take a break. And she just kept going. She's so good by herself that I just uh-huh. sit there watching her play. So,
yes, have a little mimosa on the side.
Yeah, so that's fun. And it's, again, I just love Marin, and that building has so much potential. And I'm mm-hmm. really, really hoping that it's going to take off and
yeah.
become vibrant again. You could see the list of famous people who have played in that building. It would blow your mind.
Yeah.
Tower of Power and David Crosby from Crosby,
wow.
Stills and Nash,
yeah.
and Nirvana.
Oh, wow.
And on and on and on. It's like
yeah.
big stars play that itty bitty stage.
Yeah.
You know? And it's got a legacy. I mean,
yeah.
it's been, you know, five or six different names over the years, the Blue Max, the
right.
Palms. Before Cabos, it was a nightclub of some other
yeah.
generation.
Yeah, yeah.
We've lost touch with over the years.
Yeah.
And then in between, it was Harriet Music and
right.
other things. But mm-hmm. that building has some charm, and they're adding to it. So
yeah.
I'm hoping that that's going to – we're going to be part of that.
Yeah, birth. Yeah. Beautiful.
So, yeah.
Love it. And are there any other ways people can reach out to you, get in touch,
to
go see you at a show?
You know, we'll probably be back at Mulberry Station
mm-hmm.
again. They're very nice to us. And
awesome.
I suppose if you're really creative and you do some Google searches, you can find some of our music online from
yeah.
different iterations of our band. Trisha and I used to have a vocal group, and we did a
oh,
bunch
wow.
of things where we were just singing, and she wasn't even playing piano. I was playing guitar mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And when the pandemic hit, I also, at the same time, got a little bit of arthritis, and I couldn't do all the finger picking that I used to, and it just
yeah.
felt natural to switch over and play bass, and she wanted to stretch out and play more piano. So
mm-hmm.
If you search us, you'll find a bunch of our old vocal stuff.
And perfect.
So Ruby's Ranchito is out there on Google.
Awesome.
Look that one up.
All
That's
right.
pretty fun. We recorded it up at the old Blue Room Theater.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Very yeah. cool. Love that. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
This half an great. Hour just
I know,
went by so
I know.
Fast.
Disappears.
I didn't talk too much.
No. That's what you're here to do. You're here to do all the talking.
Yeah.
You did great.
Yes. You know, it's a little weird talking about myself. That's why I keep going back to like talking about people. Webster Moore. Can I
yes.
talk about him on the way out?
Yeah.
I have worked with some really famous people like Michael McDonald, and every time I'd see somebody like this, and Tommy Emmanuel is another one I've worked with. And the hairs on my neck stick up. I'm just like,
yeah.
oh my God, this is a worldwide talent.
Yeah, yeah.
Webster's one of those guys.
Yeah.
Have you heard his original songs?
No, I haven't yet, but.
Oh my God.
Me
he
too.
Is such a good songwriter. He has such
yeah.
a beautiful voice. And he can play guitar almost as well as he plays keyboards. I mean, he's a savant.
Yeah.
And I'm really hoping that he's going to get the breaks and the opportunities for that music to be heard outside of Chico.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people like that here.
Yeah, and there are.
Hopefully your organization here and your podcast will, you know.
Help propel them. Mm-hmm.
Give them that's their the first opportunities to get out there and be heard.
Yeah, that's the goal. Well, thank you again. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
It's nice mixing it up with all the people who are continuing.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
Grand tradition of.